The mayor of Flint, Michigan has declared a state of emergency, saying that health problems caused by the city's tap water are likely irreversible and that the city could incur huge costs in coming years to deal with special education and mental health services. In 2014, Flint decided the water it was getting from Detroit's water system was just too pricey, so it switched, and until recently had been getting its water from the Flint River. In October, after months of serious complaints, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder came up with $12 million to pay for Flint to switch back to Detroit water. But many say the switch came too late. Reporter Lindsay Smith from Here and Now contributor Michigan Radio is covering this story. And Lindsay, start by telling us about some of the complaints that are coming in.
People have reported a range of problems. At first, it was really about the color. It was like this rusty colored water. The smell was kind of off. And it just, after running your water for long periods of time, it didn't really seem to clear up. After that, there was some issues with E. coli bacteria. So people had to boil their water. The city, in an attempt to kill that E. coli bacteria, dumped a bunch of chlorine in the water. They actually dumped too much chlorine in the water, so then they had a byproduct of the disinfectant. When that happened, people were complaining about, you know, this obviously a smell like a swimming pool, kind of, right? And then you also had people losing hair, clumps of hair, eyelashes, it kind of burning your eyes in that way. And that was before these lead problems even surfaced.
Wow. And how soon after the switch did people start experiencing issues with the water? It sounds from your reporting that there were problems almost immediately.
Within the first few weeks, people started showing up at City Hall with like literal milk jugs full of this rusty colored tap water. So the complaints were almost immediately within a few weeks.
Wow. Flint Mayor Karen Weaver took the unusual step of declaring a state of emergency. What does she hope to achieve with that?
This is really an attempt to try to go about getting more financial assistance. You mentioned that the state has helped bring in money to switch back to Detroit's water system. But, you know, Flint has long-standing problems with its infrastructure. They have a lot of lead service lines, which is contributing to the problem. And because they had this water that was improperly treated for about 18 months, there has been some damage done to those pipes. The reason that water was turning up orange is because that water was so corrosive, it was kind of eating away at the distribution pipes. Hmm. And so, you know, attempts to get money, federal money, to help, you know, either replace some of those lines or help with that. And then also, you know, the problems with lead in children's blood, you know, you can't reverse those problems, but you can help kids with special education services and other kind of wraparound services that could help prevent problems with the criminal justice system and those issues later on.
Lindsay, the city now is looking at a host of public health challenges and problems. Has this become a legal nightmare as well, briefly?
It has. There is at least one class action lawsuit because of the water issues, and I imagine that there will likely be other lawsuits coming down the pipeline.
That's reporter Lindsay Smith with Michigan Radio. She's been reporting on the water situation in Flint, Michigan. For a link to her documentary, you can go to hereandnow.org. Thanks a lot, Lindsay.
Thank you, Eric.